Ben, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm good, man. Three games in, you get 7 points. Now, I know the points are, you know, just one aspect of the game, but I guess just talk about how you feel you've adjusted to the NLL thus far early in your career.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely takes some time to adjust to it, and I think so far the transition's been pretty good, and guys have been really helpful, and coaches have been really helpful. So far, it's been pretty good.
What would you like to improve in your game?
Oh, I think it's always good to improve on your outside shot. I think that I got some work to do there and maybe be more of a threat from the outside.
Okay, so with that, how do you improve your outside shot? Is it because I'm assuming, is it accuracy or velocity you want to improve?
Both. Putting the ball in that any way you can.
Now, Derek Keenan, was the first time he'd seen you behind the bench. Obviously, he'd saw a lot of tape on you. It's the reason he drafted you. But he was telling me afterward, he's not sure he's ever seen anybody who gets the ball out of his pocket as quick. And in lacrosse, it's called a quick stick, like a one-timer in hockey. You work on that whole your career. How are you so good at just getting having the ball? And I'm talking about that one pass for Matthews to where, you know, he swung it across the floor and it was in the back of the net and barely in your pocket. How do you work on getting that off so quickly and so accurately?
I think it's just practice, right? I think you just get down there and as soon as you see the ball coming, you know where you got to put it. You got to know where you are, know where the net is. And you just in your stick and out, all kind of in one motion. I think the best way to do is just practice it.
How often do you practice something like that? Because I'm assuming you have to practice it with someone.
Yeah, I definitely have to practice with someone. I think in my minor career, I practiced it a lot. I spent a lot of time down low, and as soon as I kind of established that I was going to be a crease guy down there, I think that I just kind of got out there and brought someone with me and just spent a lot of time down there doing some quick sticks.
Do you spend time after practice then working with Matthews on that swing down low from him upside on the right side down low to you on the crease?
No, not a ton of time after practice. No, we've had a couple of years playing together, so we know it's there. We know what we got to do. We're both kind of have it cemented in our brains at this point.
It was your first opportunity to have Derek Keenan behind the bench. What did he add to your team as a guy who had never experienced his coaching before?
Yeah, Coach Keenan, he's a really well-respected guy, and you can just tell that everyone is feels better when he's around. He just brings a presence to him, and he's not a guy who's going to say a ton of stuff, but when he is talking, everyone's listening, that's for sure.
His in-game adjustments, according to his coaching staff, they say, are maybe his best attribute. Did you get a first-hand experience of that on that game in Calgary?
Yeah, he sees the game so well, and he understands what we need to do and when we need to do it, and he'll let us know on the bench, and it'll be minor adjustments, and it just makes it the biggest difference.
Ben McIntosh joins us. You watched some tape on New England, Ben, and every team is new for you, although I know you've played against some of these guys before, either in college or most likely in summer ball. What do you see as being the challenge that New England's going to present tonight defensively?
I think they're big and they're strong defensive unit. I think they play well together. So I think we've got to move the ball a lot. So we're going to have to take our chances from the outside. They tend to pack in a bit.
When they pack it in, and you say you're a guy who needs to work on his outside shot, how does an offense get around the packing it in, or how do you get inside of that to force them to spread out?
Well, I think later in clocks, we can work them down early in the clock. They're going to spread out. They're going to start playing some more pressure, and they're going to start coming out on us. And especially if we're up by a couple goals and they need the ball back, then I think that's when the inside gets more open.
Are you a guy who studies a goaltender a lot as far as how he plays the game or his tendencies?
No, I wouldn't say I study a lot. I think it's more about just instinct and being in there. And there's some goalies you shoot against a ton, and then it's more of a mind game, and there's some it's the first time shooting against them, and it's more about who can put in a better spot.
Ben McIntosh joining us from the Rush. Obviously, that first victory was important to your team. You weren't here last year, but essentially it's the exact same roster, except you've replaced Curtis Knight, who's injured. Did you notice a difference in just how the team was more fluid by going back to essentially the identical roster?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that our guys had more confidence. We had more reps for our lefties, and I think it definitely ran better, and I think we're more used to that for sure.
With having four and now three on the left side, you're on the floor a little bit less. How do you adjust to that? How does that impact, I don't know, maybe the amount of touches so you stay like you're in the game? Because if you're on the floor more, usually you probably touch the ball more.
Yeah, you don't really notice it when you're playing. It's not a big enough impact where you're okay. Like, wow, I'm sitting on the bench a ton. So I don't think it's really that noticeable. And if it is, if there's like a drought where it's like 3 or 4 minutes and you get out there and maybe you touch the ball a few more times, or maybe you take the shot coming in, and then you just kind of move on from there.
In the first two games, your power play had been great at 50%, only 3 for 10 in Calgary. Did they do something different, or what did maybe you not like about your guys' power play in Calgary?
I don't think it was anything in particular. I think just for us, the shots weren't falling. I thought we were getting some good chances. Sometimes it just goes that way, or you're not burying them.
And lastly, Ben, what's been the biggest surprise, if any, for you three games into the NHL? Is there anything that caught you off guard?
Oh, man, I think it's the intensity and the speed of the game. It's definitely a lot quicker than anything I've ever played before. Everyone's real intense. And when you're on the floor, it's a battle every time, and it's great.
Yeah, you like that? Because you're a thick, stocky guy who likes to play right in on the crease. You're right in on the action. Does that play into your game even more, a little bit more of an intense game?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I mean, there's people who are out there to get you. They're looking for hits, and it's just, you know, it's not something you're ever going to think about when you're on the floor. And if you do, you're going to start playing scared. So you kind of just go out there, and if you get bumped around a bit, you get bumped around a bit.
Well, Ben, continued success. I know Rush fans are hoping you guys get your first home win of the season tonight. Good luck.
Thank you very much.